You had a plan, and then life happened. Now it's midweek, you're behind, your brain's chasing shiny ideas, and that perfectly mapped out to-do list? Well, that's basically useless. So what now? This isn't about starting over. It's about hitting reset without burning out, giving up, or trying to catch up by sacrificing your sanity. If your week's gone off the rails, this simple 5-step plan will help you regain your focus, protect your priorities, and actually feel like you still won the week. Let's do this. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the CEO Amplified podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I want to talk about what happens when our week kind of goes off the rails and when our plans completely change and how do we recover and get back from that. So have you ever sat down on a Thursday, looked at your calendar, and just basically laughed like, oh, so none of that actually happened. Okay, cool. You had a plan. It made sense. The to-do list was reasonable. And then a client pushed their call. Your energy tanked. Your kid got sick. Your focus, well, it ghosted you. Or something new and shiny just took over your brain. This is what I call the week gone sideways effect. And when that happens, a lot of us do one of two things. We either try to cram everything we didn't do into the next 2 days, like we're in a finals week frenzy back in college, or we check out and promise ourselves that we'll start fresh on Monday. Neither of those options really work, right? So what do you actually do when the week goes off the rails? Today, I want to share something that saved my sanity and my schedule more times than I can count. And it's called the pivot plan. And it's how I reset without spiraling. Now, before we get into what the pivot plan actually is, I want to say a couple of things. This isn't about starting over. It's not about, quote, doing it right this time. And it's definitely not about guilting yourself into working harder to make up for lost time. I want you to think of the pivot plan more like a recalibration. You know, like when you're driving and your GPS realizes that you missed a turn and then it quietly says, recalculating. That's what this plan does for your week. It helps you reset with intention, not panic. Because businesses don't run with perfect weeks. And life doesn't run with perfect weeks either. And so if you only know how to be consistent when everything is going perfectly, that's not consistency. That was luck on your part. The pivot plan is about creating consistency on purpose, even when the plan changes. So let's walk through what this really looks like. It's a super simple way to reorient yourself when you feel off track. And it doesn't matter whether it's a Monday morning or a Friday afternoon. Each letter in pivot stands for one small but powerful step. And I promise, this whole thing takes like 5 minutes max to map out. So let me break it down. P is pick your non-negotiables. Start by asking yourself, what are one to two things that need to happen this week? These are your non-negotiables. Things like the client call that you can't miss, the project that has to be delivered by a certain deadline, the invoice that needs to go out. Think of these as your business's equivalent to brushing your teeth. Okay, maybe it's not thrilling, but if it doesn't get done, there are consequences. These non-negotiables help you anchor your week. They give you a foundation, even if everything else shifts. And pro tip here, remember I said pick one or two things that have to happen this week, not 10 or 15, okay? All right, the I in pivot is identify one forward moving task. So the question here is, what's one thing I can still do that moves my business forward, even if it's just a tiny bit? This is looking at your business builder tasks. It's not urgent, but it's important. Maybe it's sending that pitch email that you've been wanting to send for a few days. Maybe it's recording a reel. Maybe it's outlining next week's newsletter. It could take 30 minutes, but do one forward-focused thing that helps you avoid that feeling of, well, this week was just a washout, right? We don't want to get in that spiral. It's like putting one brick in the wall. It may not be much today, but brick by brick, that's how you build, right? That's how you build the wall. That's how you build the house. All right, the V in pivot is void one thing intentionally. And this is my favorite part of this. What are you actively choosing to not do this week? Now, seriously, I want you to say the answer to that out loud. This week, I'm moving that social post to next week. This week, I'm not rewriting that landing page. This week, I'm not catching up on every DM. Because when you try to do it all, especially when you're already behind, you end up doing nothing very well. So letting go of one thing is like offloading weight from a backpack when you're halfway through the hike. Feels so good to let it go and feel much lighter. Notice you're not quitting the hike. You keep going. You just make it easier to keep going. So what's one thing you're actively choosing not to do this week, and say it out loud? Okay, the O in pivot, outline a clear stop time. Now this one, my friends, this is a big one. If your plan is, I'll just work late and keep working until I'm caught up, I want you to gently but firmly say, no, that is not the plan. I want you to pick a stop time, and I want you to stick to it. Decide when you're done for the day or the week and protect that decision. Because if you try to make up for everything by overworking, you'll just burn out harder and start next week already tired. Remember, this is about building sustainable focus, not about running yourself into the ground. And lastly, the T in pivot. Take control of the distraction. Yeah, you guessed it, that lovely shiny object syndrome that hits all of us at some point in time. That moment when something new feels way more exciting than what you're supposed to be doing. You're mid-project and suddenly you think, huh, you know what I should really do? Huh. I could launch a brand new offer with a funnel and a challenge and 12 emails. Yeah, I've been there, but here's what to do instead. Pause. Say it out loud. Wait I'm getting off track again. Acknowledge the distraction without shame, and then bring yourself back to your pivot plan. You don't have to kill the new idea. You just don't need to chase it right this second. So write it down, let it breathe, and then come back to what actually matters right now. This plan works because it short circuits overwhelm. As soon as you start to get in that spiral, take a pause, say it out loud, and come back to pivot. It gives your brain structure when everything around feels messy. And it's fast. You don't need a journal. You don't need a new planner. You don't need 3 hours of strategy time. You just need 5 minutes, a pen, and a little honesty. Because when your week goes sideways, what you need isn't more pressure. What you need is clarity. You need something that says, here's what matters. Here's what can wait. Here's when you're done. It's permission to pivot without spiraling. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, this is exactly what I need, but I don't trust myself to actually do it. I get it. It's one thing to hear a good strategy, but it's another to actually apply it into your real, messy, schedule-packed life. And that's where a focus and freedom call comes in. It's a one-on-one session where we'll zoom out, look at your business rhythms, look at your stuck points and your energy leaks, and we'll build a fallback plan that fits you. You'll walk away with a structure that feels supportive, not stifling, and a clear idea of how to stay consistent even when things change. Look down in the show notes for the link and you can book your call right away. So next time your week goes off the rails, don't start over and don't pile on more. Do pivot. P, pick your non-negotiables. I, identify one thing that moves you forward. V, void something intentionally. O, outline when you're done. And T, take control of the distractions. Again, my friends, it's not about perfect plans. It's about plans that bend without breaking. And you, my friend, are not behind. You're just one pivot away from a week that still feels like a win. I hope this was helpful, and we'll talk soon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.